Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on 99.1 The Mix. It's Relationship Intervention.
If you think someone's keeping a secret and need advice on how to crack their code, well, you bring your story to Relationship Intervention, like Mix listener Dane, who says he thinks his girlfriend has a dark one but won't tell him. Now, Dane, go ahead and let everybody know what you're feeling about your girlfriend here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know if it's intuition, but I just kind of, you know, had a few drinks with my girlfriend, and we were kind of getting this serious, you know, combo. And I don't know, we've been together like almost a year, and things are moving in the right direction.
Good.
And I'm kind of happy to get to know her on a deeper level.
Okay, but that's probably not why you're calling into Relationship Intervention.
Like everything's hunky dory.
Yeah. No. Well, when we were talking, I just kind of like, you know, joked a little bit, and I was like, you know, is there any like dark secrets that I should know about you?
Oh yeah, so you're really trying to get to know her.
Ask these questions if you don't want to know these answers.
He said he joked about it. He said jokingly said, "Is there any deep dark secrets I should know about?" Ha ha.
There's
a little bit
of truth in every jest, though.
As another guy, I get it, Dane. I know what you were fishing for. So go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So I was, you know, just fishing, like you said, and then you know, she actually did say, "Well, yeah, there is."
Okay, so what is it?
See? Look, you asked.
Yeah. Did she tell you?
She didn't want to tell me this deep, dark secret, and she said that she never will tell me this deep, dark secret. So, I didn't push, and I can't just, like, stop. But now, like, since then, I can't stop thinking about it, you know? Like, now I want to know, like, what this deep secret, like,
well, yeah,
you know,
I would, too.
Be.
I mean, if she's going to say, yeah, there's one, but you're never going to know, and you want to move forward with this lady, maybe throughout the future,
deep into
the future, you want to get married, and she's going to hang on to this?
Hang on. We were not there. Was she joking, Dane, or do you really think that there's something she's keeping from you?
There's something she's keeping from me, and I've never had her say, like, I'm never going to tell, you know, if anything, she tells me everything, but this, she's like, I'm never going to tell you. And now, like, you know, I mean, you know, do I even want to know this?
Well, that's just it. Dude. This could have all happened before you were even in the picture.
It doesn't matter.
Look, you asked the question, and she said, it's a deep, dark secret. I'm not going to tell you. It probably has nothing to do with you, Dane. This probably happened years ago.
So you brought this to Relationship Intervention, though, because you want to know what?
I want to know if I should ask her, like, if I should push her to tell me. Like,
absolutely. I would totally on your side. I would totally push her for this because it sounds like it could be something shady. What is she hiding? I would push her. I would go for it. But Elizabeth, you seem like you're on the other side.
No, I'm not saying don't not have a conversation about this again. But I am also saying you may never know what it is, and can you be okay with that? It would definitely sit weird with me. I'm right with you on that, Dane. It would definitely not sit well with me if I knew there was kind of a secret. But is it a secret, meaning like, oh, you can't know? Or is it just something that she's thinking, hey, it's in my past, I just don't want to bring it up, it's not relevant to right now, why get all worked up about something that happened years ago? Why even do that to yourself?
Yeah, what was her attitude when she kind of said it?
She was like dead serious.
See?
And that's what made me nervous.
Bro, I'm telling you, I couldn't live like that. I would have to know. I would push her. I would.
Yeah.
Pushing her sounds just really aggressive, though.
Just say, hey, come on.
pressing the issue.
But then what's the point of knowing it? Because it had nothing, I don't think, anything to do with Dane.
Well,
that's where I'm coming from. That's what I'm saying. This is in the past.
All right. Well, this is why this is why we're opening it up to you all of our relationship intervention experts, our mixed family, Dane. We'll ask them for you at 414-432-1099. Should Dane just kind of let this go and maybe it's not about him like Elizabeth was saying, or should he kind of, you know, press his girlfriend like, no, I really need to know what this deep, dark secret is if we're going to move this relationship forward.
And does it help or hurt the relationship?
I suppose it
depends on the secret.
You got to know about it, right, in order to figure that out. Dane, while we do that, while we get some calls, we're going to let you go because we know you got to get running. Can we have you back on the show tomorrow to figure out, like, or find out from you what you figured out and decided to do?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, cool. All right, 414-432-1099. And Dane, we will check with you tomorrow. It's Relationship Intervention on The Mix.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out. Elizabeth and
Radar. It's Relationship Intervention.
Mixed listener Dane wants to know if you can help him with this situation he's got with his girlfriend.
You know, I had a few drinks with my girlfriend, and I just kind of like joked a little bit. Is there any dark secrets that I should know about? She said that she never will tell me this deep, dark secret. I want to know, like, if I should push her to tell me.
Sherry, you are up first. What would you tell Dane for relationship intervention?
I'm saying he's got to press it. He's got to really give her an ultimatum, like, you either trust me with the secret or we can't move forward.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of feeling too, Sherry.
See, but I also just feel like she was kind of like, oh yeah, I got a secret, and she's just being playful. I don't know that she's has some serious...
She said secret.
That's the time where she can come clean and say, you know what, dude, I was just messing with you. There's nothing going on. Or she could be like, hey, I stole a piece of bubblegum when I was in fourth grade. And she
not the bubblegum.
No. It's done. The bubblegum confession.
Okay, and you know, maybe he's going to press her on it. He's listening. I can tell he's really concerned, so I get that.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Sherry.
Thank you, Sherry.
Sure. Have a good day.
James, you are up next. Now, Sherry said I'd press for that answer of that deep, dark secret. What are you saying?
Well, I can honestly say my wife and I have been together for, it'll be 17 years this year, and ignorance is bliss. Like, the less I know, the better.
So you don't want to know the deep, dark secret. You're telling Dane, just let it go.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not something she's coming forward with, then it doesn't concern him. And, I mean, why get yourself upset over absolutely nothing?
Yeah, it could be absolutely nothing.
True.
It could be. I just think she was kind of playing around.
I just got that weird feeling like, yeah, I want to know.
I mean, the flip side of that coin is he can always CCAP her if it's something criminal.
Yeah, right. Which, I'm sorry, people. Nowadays, you should be CCAPing everybody if
you're
going out.
Yeah, James, you worked in law enforcement or at least in dispatch, so you know this kind of stuff.
Look it up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are ways for him to find out if he really needs to know.
If he needs to know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. James, thank you so much for the call.
Of course.
And we'll wrap it up with line number 3 here. Hi, who's this? It's The Mix.
Hey, this is Lori. I was calling about the relationship intervention.
Okay, yeah. So we've got Sherry who said, yeah, you got to press her for this deep, dark secret. James just said, nope, the less you know, the better. What are you thinking?
I mean, I think he should press her, but she never should have said, I have a deep, dark secret. I'm not going to tell you. And that's like somebody saying, hey, and then they're like, what? And you're like, oh, never mind.
Oh, and then so you know there's something there.
Yeah.
And you want to know it.
And you do. Yeah, because it bugs you a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just it. If she wasn't going to really say something, then why even dangle that carrot there in front of him?
Because now he's going to want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he should. So you're saying go ahead and push her. All right. Well, we've got all of our mixed listeners who called in, the mixed family helping out, and we're going to see what happens because Dane is listening. He's going to sit there and try and process all of the advice and hopefully talk to his girlfriend tonight. And then we'll find out tomorrow morning at 8:20 when he checks in with the show once again to find out what happened. Lori, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Relationship Intervention on The Mix.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.